Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
I am beyond excited to have Christine Irwin, the founder of Voices of Hope, as my guest today on the Soar to Success podcast. Welcome, Christine. I can't wait for people to hear from you.
Thank you, Pat. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, I am so excited for our listeners to learn about you and your story. So why don't we go ahead and get started? Why don't you tell people what it is that you do now and, more importantly, the why and what led you to it?
Sure. So I do have an actual day job, but on the side, I run a nonprofit. I'm a small nonprofit called Voices of Hope. And what Voices of Hope does is to strive to change rape culture one voice at a time. So primarily right now, as a small nonprofit organization, I go to various organizations and schools, colleges and universities, you know, across the nation to speak about sexual violence, how to prevent it, and why should survivors should be believed and talked, and also talk about my own experience with it as well. I hope that by sharing my own personal story, I can not only help one person that has experienced this horrific crime and to let them know that they're not alone, but also hopefully help prevent it from happening. So that's really the big reason why I do it. But mm-hmm. Voices of Hope does a number of things throughout the year besides speaking engagements, including campaigns and other items throughout the year just to promote this issue that is prevalent in our culture today.
Yes. So how do people hear about you?
So they hear a lot about through me through word of mouth. I've done speaking engagements since about 2006. They were probably, the number had increased throughout the years. I think the most I've done in a year for speaking engagements has been about 10. And I get a lot of word of mouth. People hear about me, they search for me on the internet, and then they find our website. So I'll get inquiries from our website, or I'll also get inquiries via social media as well. Social media is another tool that I've been using to let people hear about me. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's such an important message for people to know about. Do you do any direct initiation with the universities?
I do, actually.
Speaking engagements.
Yes, I do. And, you know, I'll be honest, since Pittsburgh is such a great market for me to be in because there is so many colleges and universities, right in downtown Pittsburgh, I've actually partnered with, Point Park is one of the universities I've partnered with this past year where I've done a speaking engagement there, but they also initiated one of their student organizations, took on one of our campaigns and partnered with us on it. We actually had a campaign I developed called the Consent Coaster Campaign. It came out
I'm sorry, what was it called?
The Consent Coaster Campaign.
Okay.
And what the project was is that we had six restaurants that partnered with us, and I developed coasters that would discuss the topic of consent and why it is important, kind of throw in a little humor as well. And what they would do is they would give these drink coasters then to their patrons, specifically during the month of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So Point Park actually partnered with us. They actually developed their own coasters, and they distributed them throughout the area or surrounding Point Park and different restaurants in their area. Another school that I've partnered with as well pretty frequently actually has been the University of Pitt, and I've gone back probably about 3 or 4 times to do speaking engagements with them. And even to promote Voices of Hope, I have flyers out in the counseling services at Pitt and then also in Point Park as well.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So do you do the counseling as part of the organization, or do you refer people to counselors?
Unfortunately, no, I do not do the counseling. I wish I had the degree and the background in that, but that's not my forte by any means. I can offer resources, but that's pretty much about it. And I can provide them with different organizations that if an individual would reach out to me that they can go to. And I do not provide the counseling, though. Just alternate resource to maybe assist in their healing process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you enjoy the most about what you're doing?
I think my favorite part about what I do is knowing that I've helped someone begin to heal or even maybe make a small step in their healing process. I've had individuals come up to me after I have spoken or while attending an event, and they'd say to me, you know, I want to thank you for sharing your story because this has also happened to me. That alone is enough of validation for me that Voices of Hope is doing what I intended it to do. One way to heal from sexual violence can be to talk about it. I know for me, when I realized that sharing my story was helping me heal, that was a huge step in my healing process. And, you know, that person coming up to me after an event, this might be their, I might be the first person they're telling. I don't know, but it could be. And for me to, the way I, you know, making sure I respond in a way that I feel, you know, is best for them, I mean, that's validation enough for me that Voices Hope, like I said, is doing what they're doing. But, you know, and they don't have to announce it to the rooftops or shout it out on Facebook that they've experienced this. You know, for one person to tell one other individual, you know, whether it's a professional, a friend, or, you know, someone they just heard speak, that can be with all the motivation they need to start their healing process.
You know, that is so true. I knew a woman who, in her 60s, was the first time that she talked about an event that happened when she was in college. And she carried that around with her, like shame and guilt and afraid to even mention it for like 40 years.
Wow.
Such a shame and a waste of all this positive energy that, you know, could have come from letting it out and moving on, right?
No, you're 100% right. I actually, that you bring that up, I read an article this morning about an individual providing tips for how to teach your children about, you know, sexual abuse so that they're aware and know of situations when they happen so they can report it to their parents of any suspicious activity. And one of the things that they said was, the individual writing the article stated that, you know, they had something happen to them when they were about 9 or 10, but their mother had taught them, you know, had given them information they needed so that she could go back to her mom, tell her what happened, and they got her out of the situation. And she said, you know, it could have been more traumatic for her had she not said anything.
Right.
And, you know, you think about that, you know, because this is one of those topics that people don't generally want to talk about because there's such a stigma around it.
Yeah, so do you want to briefly share your story?
Sure. So this happened, my story started about, I think it's 13 years now. It was back in 2004. I was 19. I was a freshman in college. I was young and I was naive. And I was raped and left on the side of the road in my hometown.
Wow.
After that had happened, well, actually, my story became public from the very beginning. I unfortunately enough for me, I had a complete stranger see me get left on the side of the road and call 911. So I was immediately taken to the hospital. The police were involved. My parents were called. Then eventually after that, my family members started to find out what happened. So I couldn't keep my story hidden.
Yeah, no secrets for you.
No, not at all. It was from the moment it happened, it was pretty much out there for me. So with that being said, you know, that led me down a road where I was in the lowest point of my life, and I had two options. My one option was to move forward from this and make myself a stronger person, or to let this incident overcome me and consume my life to a point where I may not want to return. And I'll be honest, it took me quite a while to reach that crossroads, but when I did, I saw the true light, and I saw that how sharing my story was inspiring others, and I knew at that point that I had a purpose, and I was turning my negative into a positive. So that's how eventually Voices of Hope got started.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky somebody found you, and, you know,
yes,
that you weren't hurt worse. So
exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. So what is your vision for your company, and what are you going to be, you know, looking to do in the future?
Sure. So my vision is actually to have it grow at a pace that's manageable for me. I have a new family. You know, I have a husband. I have a two-year-old son. I'm actually expecting my second child, a little girl, in October.
And congratulations.
Not only running Voices of Hope, I also have a full-time job as well. And so It's a lot of responsibility, and also trying to run a nonprofit and conduct fundraisers, attend events, and I'm also writing a book right now. It can be tough to fit everything in.
Right.
So I definitely want it to grow, but definitely at a pace that I'm able to manage it. And it has been wonderful to be able to take on these things as I can do them. You know, as I had mentioned, I do have a couple campaigns that we run. The one I mentioned previously was the Consent Coaster campaign. This past year, it started out small at six, you know, individual restaurants, and then also at Point Park. However, I would love to see that campaign grow. My next vision for it is to actually hopefully partner maybe with a local brewery that distributes beer throughout the area. And then they could pass the coasters out there. So I would love to see that campaign grow. We have another campaign called the Be a Voice campaign. And that campaign is solely revolving around individuals providing inspirational quotes, words of encouragement, things that they would want to say to a survivor of sexual violence, and turning a piece of our website into a board of inspirational messages for survivors so that survivors have a safe place to go knowing that they are believed and they're loved.
That sounds very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's one of the things actually Point Park and I are working on right now and trying to develop so that they can, the student organization that I partnered with previously, can maybe utilize the Be a Voice campaign. So would love for that to grow. And then lastly, currently right now our other project we're working on is I'm finishing our book, which is titled the same, Voices of Hope, and the book is revolving around my story, but it's also incorporating the story of my family and friends and how they were affected by what happened to me. I realized throughout the last 13 years that, you know, this just didn't happen to me. You know, I experienced my own trauma, but so did my family and friends. My mother had never went through anything like this or experienced anything like this. Neither had my father. My friends that, you know, were with me the night of, that, you know, led up to the event, you know, they never experienced anything. So it was a healing for me to find out exactly what they went through. But I felt that their stories needed to be shared as well. So we're finishing that up, and that hopefully I think is going to be coming out late this year, early next year. So that is our next step in growing and getting the word out with the book itself and to share the experiences of those that technically are experiencing trauma, but not as the victim does. So that's how I hope to grow, and with all of these campaigns and any money that we raise through fundraisers, not only would it go back to Voices of Hope to support what we already do, but also go back to organizations that have helped me heal, such as PAR, Pittsburgh Action Against Rape, Victim Services of Cambria and Somerset County, and also RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network.
Well, that sounds great. You'll have to keep us informed and let us know when your book comes out so that we
definitely
can help you share and spread the word.
For sure.
Cool.
I would love that.
Great. So one thing that I ask everyone who is on this podcast is to give me three traits that you believe are necessary for people in order to be really successful in their life and achieve what they want. Do you have three things that come to mind?
I do, actually. And the three things that first came to mind for me was motivation, creativity, and open-mindedness.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about each one and why you picked them.
Sure. So motivation for me, I think, is very key because you want to be enthusiastic and future-oriented. Motivation has obviously pushed me to levels in my life that I needed to get to and in turn got me to develop Voices of Hope. So I think motivation, you definitely have to have motivation to, you know, start your own business, to do a lot of different things in your life.
Right.
Creativity, I think, is another big one because depending on what kind of business you want to run, you're going to have to get creative on many different levels. And you don't know how that's going to be, whether it's through marketing, whether it's through branding, you know, whether it's the way, just the individual way that you're running the business itself.
Right, you know, or how you're raising funds.
Exactly. You have to be creative because one way may work this year, but that same way may not work next year. You know, so with trends changing, you're going to have to be creative and always coming up with new ideas. And lastly, I would say open-mindedness because you're going to want to have an open mind at all times. And it kind of also goes back to the creativity, because you don't know how people are going to react to business. And with that being said, same like I had said before, you know, when it comes to marketing, maybe what you did that got that was really successful for you to start your business is not going to be successful for you 5 years down the road. So
right.
You're going to have an open mind and be willing to make those changes. Whether they're creative or not, you're going to have to be willing to make changes as time evolves and different key factors come into play, such as so many things with technology and social media. And all those things will come into play. You'll need to be open-minded about that, and also not take things personally as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be my three big key traits that I think that are needed for individuals.
Well, you are certainly an inspiration to people. So congratulations on getting your nonprofit going. And how long has it been operating?
It's been up since September 2015, so we'll be coming up on our two-year anniversary this coming September.
Okay, very good. So how can people reach you?
So I would say the best way to reach me is probably two different ways. One would be you can email me directly, and my email, so it's going to be Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, at voices-of-hope.org. And secondly would be our website, where you can also reach out. And that's very similar to the email, but it's www.voices-of-hope.org.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add to our conversation that we haven't already discussed?
No, I don't have much to add. Maybe just this last little tidbit. I just, you know, wanted to thank you, Pat, for your time today and allowing me to be part of this podcast and to spread the message on, you know, what Voices of Hope is really trying to do. And as I'd mentioned before, you know, our mission is to, you know, change rape culture one voice at a time. And I think it's a highly important topic to get out there and talk about more. So I really appreciate your time and allowing us to share this message.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure to be able to do it, and I'm very excited to get this issue of Sword of Success out so that people can learn more about who you are and what you have going on. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Pat. Like I said, I really appreciate your time today and being on the podcast. And
thanks for listening to
the
Sword of Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business,
great, I'm happy
or improving
to do
your quality
thanks
of life,
a lot. Bye-bye.
Visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com. And subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.